Welcome back. You're in the huddle right here on 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. A very, very snowy Friday out there. Stay safe, everybody. It's been a huge topic of conversation for us this week about the future of the UVM men's hockey program and Kevin Sneddon announcing his retirement at the end of the season. Let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line and find ourselves one of the foremost authorities on college hockey from one of the most foremost authorities on college hockey, Jimmy Connolly of USCHO. Jimmy, thanks for being with us. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Not as snowy down here in Boston, but I'm actually happy for that.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's pretty dangerous out here. So, again, everybody stay safe. I wanted to ask you about this. It's been a really tough year for UVM. We know this. 3-18-4, winless in Hockey East play. As they're transitioning going for a new coach into this offseason, kind of what's your view from the outside of the UVM program right now?
Well, I think, you know, they've had a couple of lean years here, and that's something that can, you know, obviously put a black mark on a program as you're trying to recruit. Recruits don't want to come into what they know before they even start into the process could be a losing program. So I think that you need to reset and show that when you're hiring a new coach, you're coming in with some new philosophy, new ideas. I don't want to take anything away from anybody that's worked under Kevin Sneddon, because there's been some really good guys. I really respect Kevin Patrick and any other assistance that he's had in his tenure, but I do think you probably have to break away from Kevin Sneddon's administration. So anybody that thinks that this should just be, okay, you've lost your head coach, just give a promotion to the guy that's been there for a long time. I like Kevin Patrick, but I don't think that that's the right move. So that's the number one thing I see. Other than that, it's just maybe investment. I don't consider UVM as being one of the programs that is a high in investment in their men's hockey program. I know that they do have a renovation going on at the Gut right now, and that'll be a good step forward for them. But you know, they've always been known as one of the lowest paying programs in Hockey East in terms of coaches and assistant coaches. And then they've also been known as a program that doesn't have the highest budget. So you've got to change those perceptions. I don't know how you publicly do them, but you're going to need to do that before the coaching search begins, because whoever your candidates are, you don't want to hold away a good candidate because they're just saying, there, why go there? There's no money in that program.
Where should the candidates come from? I mean, I'm of the belief that they should come from everywhere. D1 assistants, NHL assistants, alumni input, D3 head coaches, junior coaches. Like, where's the pipeline for this coach going to come from in your mind?
Well, I think, you know, you've named a couple of good places. There will be, assistant coaches that will get a lot of looks, and that's usually where people go, these longtime assistants that have never gotten the chance to be a head coach. But the one thing I always caution with that, and I'm not trying to just, you know, knock off every possible D1 assistant as a potential, but if you've never had head coaching experience, it can be very daunting to walk into a program and suddenly be the head coach. Even if you just went and got some D3 head coaching experience, or they're taking you from juniors, and you went from the Division I assistant to the USHL, that's a good possibility, you know. But I do think you really want somebody with head coaching experience, because there's so much from the administrative standpoint that sometimes assistant coaches, they were never part of it, they're not really that in tune to it. They don't know how to handle that right away. So that's one play. That's one caveat I always kind of talk about in a coaching search. But there's also some good, solid Division I head coaches with great experience who are unemployed right now. I look at Enrico Blasi, who lost his job last year at Miami. He hasn't surfaced anywhere as a coach. I'm not sure if he's scouting. George Gwazdecki, who was at Denver for a number of years, was actually at Miami before that. He's a fantastic coach. Two national championships under his on his resume. There's also going to be some names come out of the NHL, and you know, coaches, you know, that didn't have the success at the NHL level, that didn't get their next job at the NHL level. Would they come back to college? Again, this is some of these would be pie in the sky names, but you know, there's still guys that are looking for jobs out there that you should probably be able to get at least a phone call with, so that you can explain to them why they would be the right fit.
You know, you talk about the investment in the program not being on par with some of the top Hockey East programs. And I agree with you. Kevin Sneddon makes somewhere between $260,000 and $280,000. We can't find an exact number. I think it's like $275,000.
That's the number I had.
What do you think the coach's salary needs to be? Do they need to say, okay, it's $400,000? Do they need to say it's $450,000? Is it less than that? What do you think monetarily is the right investment?
You know, I think depending on experience, and that's a big part of it, you know, you've got to be willing to probably put up a salary somewhere north of $400,000.
Wow.
You know, you're looking at a lot of, there's a number of coaches in this league, and I'm going to end up probably doing it again next week. I haven't had a chance since Kevin has announced that he's not going to be back, but every time there's a new coaching position out there, I usually try to do some sort of an audit of what coaches are making. But the last time, I was noticing coaches' salaries getting up into the 400, 500, and 600,000 range. And, you know, there's also opportunities that can give you more money. And as long as the coach then can get some opportunity for bonuses, maybe in terms of running their own hockey school and not having a lot of fees associated with it from the university standpoint, is there going to be a housing allowance? I mean, I look at Burlington, Vermont. It is my favorite city in Hockey East. There's no doubt about that. If I get a chance to travel to Burlington, I never turn it down because I like it. But it's not an inexpensive city.
Yeah.
It's still a very expensive place to live. And I know you'll say, oh, $275,000, anybody can live on that. But listen, if you're Norm Bazin and making whatever he is in like the 530 range at Lowell, and you're Kevin Sneddon making $275,000 in Burlington, Vermont, there's a huge disparity in what your leftover income is going to be after you found yourself a place to live. So that's something that you have to consider, is that there are coaches that are in markets that aren't that expensive. And I do look at Lowell as kind of the example, because you have New Hampshire just 10 minutes away, and there's plenty of affordable, high-end housing up there. And you look at Burlington, you've got to be able to afford a lot to get a nice house. And if you think of yourself as having a $275,000 salary, you want to live in a pretty nice house.
Yeah, for sure. So Jimmy Connolly with us here from USCHO on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. You know, we're talking about UVM trying to get back to respectability in Hockey East, but you wrote an interesting column about a week ago that there may not even be a Hockey East to compete into the next couple of years. What do you mean by that? What's happening?
Well, when I first started doing the research and talking to people, it does seem that there was a conversation with America East, which obviously Vermont is a member of, New Hampshire, Maine, UMass Lowell, they're all members of, to potentially have that conference administrate Hockey East. The more I've talked to people, the more that it seems like it's intended to maybe share some resources and responsibilities. Maybe you have office space that, Hockey East and all of their administration shares. You have the marketing that America East does well. You might have an online platform that America East has for broadcasting games. I don't know that the Hockey East name changes in this whole thing. That is something that worried me at first, because I thought the brand was pretty strong and it wouldn't make sense to change the brand. So I'm not totally positive if this could be dead at the altar right now. It might not even be, moving on. I do know the conversations were had, and that's when I just got really concerned. And, if I'm talking to people about who wants to be the next commissioner, there were definitely people who did not want to even apply for the job because they thought the league was in too much of a state of flux. So I do believe that this is maybe, I don't like taking responsibility for ever doing anything good just by writing, but I think Mike Collin might have woken up a few people that were maybe thinking about this but not thinking enough about it. And I think that it's maybe killing this before it really ever gets started.
Get you out of here on this. UVM and New Hampshire tonight. Will the Catamounts get that first Hockey East win?
I can't pick that one. UNH actually was playing very good hockey until they ran into Connecticut, another team that's been pretty hot. I will say this. I was up in Vermont for a series earlier this year when they took on UMass Lowell, and I actually thought that this was going to be a Vermont team that would be more successful. They are a much better put-together team than they were a year ago. Things that just haven't happened is they haven't found the back of the net. And I don't think Stefanos Lekos has been as consistent and as dominant a goaltender in his senior year as he was in his first three. So that has been a big part of the formula that has been hurting Vermont to this point. But Listen, I would love to say that they're going to get their first win. I don't know when it's going to come. I had Merrimack tagged as the yeah. series that they might win a couple and then somehow, let multi-goal lead slip in both of those games. So for Kevin, Kevin is one of my favorite coaches. He's been a good friend. I've known him really since he got to Vermont and even before that in his ECAC days. I always liked him. And for him, I hope he gets a couple of wins. It's sad to see this tenure end. And I don't believe this, by the way, I will say on the record, I don't believe this is retirement for Kevin Sneddon. I think we'll see him somewhere else. I don't know where it will be, but he will pop up again somewhere.
Well, very interesting. He's got a Harvard degree, so he can find some use for that, I'm sure. So, Jimmy Connelly, USCHL, one of the best. Jimmy, we appreciate it. And next time you're in Burlington, since it is your favorite Hockey East city, let us know. We'll catch up.
I will definitely be up next season. I know that.